Author Jonathan Lethem is out this week with a new novel, an event that could well bring Hollywood calling. One of his novels, Motherless Brooklyn, is already being developed by actor Edward Norton. Filmmakers often option the rights to make a book into a movie, and that can earn authors thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. With this latest novel, Jonathan Lethem has decided to give his option away for free to the filmmaker of his choosing. Now, if the movie does get made and actually distributed, he would like to get 2% of the budget. We called him at his home in Brooklyn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Just briefly first, what's the new novel about? We know it's called You Don't Love Me Yet.
You Don't Love Me Yet is set in Los Angeles, and the characters are all 20-somethings in that kind of restless stage, and what they're trying to do is form a rock band and become famous, but they're not very good at it. So it's sort of a comedy of failure, and it's also a bit of a romantic farce.
Right off, that sounds like the makings of a possible movie. Why do this? Why give away the movie option for free?
Well, I've gone through this cycle a few times where books are optioned, and it's actually been very, very fortunate for me because the money from movie studios has kept me writing in many cases where I would otherwise have had to go and get a day job. But that isn't my situation right now. And I think there are certain things that are possible if you kind of take money out of an equation. In this case, what I'd love to do is form a partnership with a filmmaker, another artist, and just push the usual apparatus of corporations and lawyers a little bit to the margins, at least at the beginning of the process, and make it a little bit more of a, you know, kind of Sesame Street cooperation situation.
I gather there's something also about this, another sort of way to make this more free, if you will, artistically, and that's that 5 years after a film's debut, if you get a film made, the rights to the film are released to the public domain, meaning people can what? Use your characters freely, use your intellectual property?
It's an extension of some thinking I've been doing about how artists tend to be encouraged to kind of hold on to every possible shred of intellectual property that extends from something they create. I thought, why don't I just say that all I want to do is write a book, and all I'd like to sell is the right to a filmmaker. And other than that, actually, after a little while, I don't care. If you'd like to make, a stage play, the filmmaker and I would, in this case, agree that, sure, go ahead, you can make a stage play or a comic book, or for that matter, you could, you know, write another story using my characters. It wouldn't, in this case, be something that we would contest.
The other part of this, doing this could generate a fair number of publicity for your book, and you're just going out on your book tour now.
You know, I've certainly benefited from this in the past. When movie people come calling, that's often, paradoxically, one of the things that makes people most excited to read a book. If a film is made, in many ways, the best thing about it for a writer is that whether the film pleases you or not, it's going to tend to result in people reading the book. So you're right. This is a bit of a shortcut to it's as though we're talking about the film deal, and there isn't even a film deal.
Jonathan Lethem's new novel is You Don't Love Me Yet. Thank you very much for joining us and talking about this.
Thanks very much for having me.